Welcome to the Voice of Middle-earth, an occasional radio program related to the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien, the lore and magic he created, and music inspired by or emotionally related to J.R.R. Tolkien's material and writing. Thank you for taking this journey. I'm Green Man Took, the Middle-earth alter ego of DJ Frederick, who believes that mystery and magic thrive within us every day in our confused modern world of the Fourth Age. This program is going to be mostly music, with some commentary by yours truly, Green Man Took. Let's start this program off with a band called Adios and a song called Middle Earth.
of Sirion, and reached the realm of Finrod-Ilegan, old friend of his father, and the king decided to help Beren in his quest.
Newlandale with the song And Finrod Fell. Before that, we heard Da Bears with Winter in Rivendell, and we started the music off with Adios and a song called Middle Earth. This is the Voice of Middle Earth, and I'm Green Man Took. Thank you for joining me in this journey. Both C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien saw the creation of the world as taking place in some way through music. Readers of the Narniad will recall Aslan singing Narnia into being in The Magician's Nephew. As for Tolkien, he composed a whole elvish book of Genesis in the form of the Ainulindale. The opening section of the posthumously published Silmarillion, describing the creation of the world by the one god, Ilúvatar. In that mythological account, which he believed to be compatible with certain creation in Genesis, God first proposes the world as a musical theme, which he gives to the angels, the Ainur, to develop and express, much as a composer might give the score to an orchestra, although a jazz analogy might be more appropriate given the amount of improvisation that the players are allowed. One of the angels, Melkor, or Lucifer, tries to force the music in another direction, but his rebellious dissonance is finally integrated within the whole design. Much as in the real world, evil is at first tolerated and eventually becomes the occasion for a greater good that could not have been anticipated. But this is not yet the creation proper, only the composition of the music, which is over all. Now God turns the music into light and shows the angels the world in a vision in the void. But even yet, this is not the creation. That takes place when music and light become being through the word of Iluvatar. Ay, let all things be. God sends into the void the flame imperishable, or the Holy Spirit, which forms the heart of the world and sustains its existence. Tolkien's mythological construction has deep roots, less, I suspect, from the study of Indian religion than from the implications of philology, he being a seer who, one person rightly said, had gone inside language. It seems that for Tolkien, the creation is envisaged in three stages: music, light, and being, corresponding in some way to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet the whole Trinity is involved in every stage, and the Logos, or Word, who is the second person of the Holy Trinity, can justly be called the order, harmony, and meaning of the cosmos, revealed to the angels, but only expressed in creation through the breath of God.
dragons of my mind. Oh, 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 you just hang on, won't be long for the set of fives in song. Thrilling elven din, the whistlers of the night begin.
Ran out of traveling songs the same? That's why you have the Voice of Middle-earth music for your journey there and back again.
Soiga's language can reveal the holy word. Oh, sweet wood, 2 cubits tall and square, one set upon the holy seals, and Michael shall appear. sword be brought to rest. Lay on your anointment and approve the holy quest. 7 by 7, the characters are given. A chart of how the rule of God should pass to earth from heaven. To comprehend. One thing is yet wanting, be it known. The hand of God is on thee, and thou shalt receive the stone. Storehouses for the treasures that lay there. Enter wisely, humbly, patiently. What Adam and Enoch knew might now be known to thee.
The Scryer and the Shoestone by Peter Ulrich. Before that, we heard The Wicker Man by The Story. And we started the set off with some music by David Wright from his very hard-to-find privately pressed LP, David Wright and the Original Home Band. This is Green Man Took, and you are listening to the Voice of Middle-earth. I'd like to read a small section of a poem called Mythopoeia. It's a portion of the poem that Tolkien wrote to C.S. Lewis after their long conversation in 1929, explaining to him why myths are not lies breathed through silver, but deep theological revelations. Indeed, anticipations of the one story which became history, the one myth which became fact. The heart of man is not compound of lies, but draws some wisdom from only the wise, and still recalls him. Though now long estranged, man is not wholly lost, nor wholly changed. Disgraced he may be, yet he is not dethroned, and keeps the rags of lordship once he owned. Man, sub-creator, the refracted light, through whom is splintered a single white to many hues, and endlessly combined in living shapes that move from mind to mind. Though all of the crannies of this world are filled with elves and goblins, though we dared to build gods in their houses out of dark and light and sowed the seeds of dragons, 'twas our right. That right has not decayed. We make still by the law in which we are made. Mythopoeia by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Thank you.
Jerry Duval with the Greenwood Jam. And before that, we heard the Band of Rain with Lady Evening Star on the Voice of Middle-earth. In case people think that we don't have a sense of humor here at the Voice of Middle-earth, I'm going to play a tune now by Brooke Lunderville. And this is a sentiment that some people may be able to relate to.
When I first read The Hobbit, it was true love at first sight. And The Lord of the Rings moved me just the same. I couldn't put them down, I'd stay up reading them all night. And when I'd hit the end, I'd start again. In short, Tolkien was my god, but I feel like such a fraud. And you'll know why when you hear me say, I fell asleep reading the Silmarillion. Though I tried so very hard to stay awake. Was it the genealogical charts? The poems in 92 parts? There's something about that book I just can't take. I fell asleep reading the Silmarillion. Maybe it was those weird albino trees. Beruthiel the Fair, it's just so hard to care. Oh, Professor, couldn't you spice it up for me? Now, it isn't that I don't like the obscure things that he wrote. I wrote a paper about Appendix A. C minus, I'm so misunderstood. I'll admit that Roverandom didn't really float my boat, but at least I could stay conscious the whole way. I read his parts of the OED, even the one on letter E, but it didn't stop my narcoleptic ways. When I fell asleep reading the Silmarillion, Iluvatar's just not an action hero. I need Galadriel to whip me up a magic spell to bump my interest level up from zero. I fell asleep reading the Silmarillion on my first attempt and everyone thereafter. I feel for those Dark Ring lords. They weren't evil, they were bored. Better the One Ring than one more chapter. My library has got a really fine Tolkien collection, and the librarian who works there is really deep. I wanted to impress him with my erudite selection, so I grabbed the Silmarillion and fell asleep. With a gentle shoulder tap, he woke me from my Tolkien nap and said,
I thought I was the only one who falls asleep reading the Silmarillion. I know I'm supposed to love it, but I can't. And I think I need not mention that the elf girls at conventions are never going to give me an elf chance.
And they're elf pants.
So now we fall asleep reading the Silmarillion. A thousand boring elves with boring names. Yes, we fall asleep reading the Silmarillion. And do you know what?
Yes,
I'll tell you what, we're not ashamed.
Reaching mortals' ears.
That was the All Saved Freak Band with Elfin Chimes. This is Green Man Took. I want to thank you for listening and thank you for sharing the journey of the voice of Middle Earth. We're going to close the program with another song by the All Saved Freak Band. This is the theme of the Fellowship of the Ring. Thank you for listening.
Shadows lie. One ring together in the darkness, bind them in Mordor where the shadows lie. Shadows lie, destroyed the ring in the fires of hell in Mordor where the shadows lie. Hobbits destroyed it and they did quite well in Mordor, where the shadows lie. Halflings did it, even one that fell. In Mordor, where the shadows lie. Shadows lie.